It's time for Brenham Cubs football. KWHI's broadcast of the Brenham Cubs versus New Braun Bulls uniforms is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Post Force Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Belsky Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Pegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendura Tile, Bank in Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christie Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blenheim College. We'll go into the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Laney, after a word from our sponsor.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
All right, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Cubs Stadium, where it is blackout night here, and the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the New Braun Bulls Unicorns, rematch from last year, where the Unicorns beat the Cubs in the Braun Bulls, 40-20, the final score there, and now Cubs looking to return the favor as the Unicorns come here to Brenham, these two teams, Cubs coming in 2-1 on the season. The Braun Bulls is 1-3. Cubs had the bye week off last week. They started the season off with a 16-7 win over Oak Ridge, and then lost to Belton 27-20 in week two. Week three, they beat the Bryan Vikings 31-24. Meanwhile, the Braun Bulls, they played some really tough competition. Started the season with perennial powerhouse Denton Ryan and lost that one 27-24. They came back the following week and beat Seguin 45-22. and then lost to Braunfels Canyon week 3, 32-28. And then last week got a wild one with Pflugerville Weiss, in which Weiss won that one 52-50. They almost had a chance to tie it up, but missed on a two-point conversion, of all things. And so that's where they stand right now at 1-3. So it should be a high-powered offensive matchup is what they're expecting, which probably means it'll end up being a defensive game is usually what happens. But nevertheless, we're waiting to be Tommy went down to have a word with Coach Danny Youngs, and we will get that for you here in a little bit. But meanwhile, let's take our first break, and we'll be back with more of the pregame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try their new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, and back we go here to Cup Stadium, and let's go down to the field with Tommy and Coach Youngs.
Third week, and you're out of school, so it's nice to just be out here on the field at Cup Stadium. Let's go play some football.
Very good, very good. What can you tell us about the offense?
You're dealing with those 6A schools. They're big, they're athletic. They got some really good receivers. One, 88 and 84, really talented. Number 10's the H-back, plays inside out, so he's talented. On defense, they're returning, less people on that side of the ball, so they got a lot of new guys on that side. But, they're very well coached, and it's a talented group of kids over there.
Okay, it's been a tough non-district schedule. Another tough game tonight, but I feel got the team ready to go for district play.
Oh, absolutely. I think, the main thing you want to do is make sure you always get out healthy. But, the other thing is we want to make sure we're getting better. Each and every week when we get done, we want to feel like, we're a better football team than we were the week before. And, the kids have been putting in a lot of hard work. And, I like weeks like this. You only have a lot of distractions, things going on. It sees how well you can dial in and focus on the little things and, what's important. So, excited about a good game and a really tough opponent. And, excited to just get out here and play football.
Very good. Good luck on the game tonight. Plan on a W after the game.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right, tell me with Coach Danny Youngs, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our Brenham Cub sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
All right, and we are back as we are continuing with the pregame show. And got, looks like a whole bunch of bands down there. Looks like maybe.
I'm going to make a guess and say this is junior high band.
Yeah.
I like what they got across the field.
Yep, USA. Well, let's pick up a little bit of their music.
Let's make some noise. Get on your feet. Let's hear, give me a C. And give me a U. And give me a B. And give me an S. What's that spell? I can't hear you. One more time, no Cubs.
Yeah, nice little way to get things started.
I'll tell you what, a very enthusiastic group also.
Very much so. And we are going to now take a look at the starting lineups for the Brenham Cubs. And the starting lineups are brought to you by Collier Construction. As a builder, your construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Call your construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Cubs, it'll be Jordan Harvey starting at the quarterback position. At running back, it'll be Jacoby Dixon, and we'll also see Jalen Ward in there as well. At the wide receivers, it's Deontay Martin, Chris Guidry, and Jose Castillo. The H-back is Ivan Salazar. On the offensive line for the Cubs, it's Blake Robinson. The guard, Robinson at center. The guards are Antonio Najera and Andre Mojica. At tackle, it's Colby Holohan and Dane Cruzy. And then on the defensive side of the ball for the Cubs, it is Miguel Rodriguez and Connor Appelt at the tackles. John Rigsby and Cole Whitfield at the defensive end. Linebackers are Cade Moore, Trey Lockett, and Keith Crawford. Corners are Juan Mata and Cartel Brown. And the safeties are Landon Shipley and Jabrion Moore. The place kicker is Riley Davis, and the punter, Landon Zelinka. And that's a look at your Brenham Cubs starting lineup. And we're going to take another break, and we've got more to come on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
And we return here to Cubs Stadium, where the Brenham Cubs getting set to take on the Braunfels Unicorns. And right now they're doing the school song for the Braunfels as the Cubs starting to file out onto the field. And they'll run through the inflatables momentarily. But this should be a good matchup here. I know Coach Youngs was excited. And anytime you're playing a 6A team, they know right away you got to step up your game.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. Great point, Doug, that you bring this up. I'm just so proud of Coach Youngs, what he's done. He's had that difficult schedule from game one on and just played some really, really talented football teams. And I can assure you this, when you play that better competition, it makes you a better football team.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it for last year with the non-district schedule. They went 1-4 last year. But it made them tougher for district because then district, they end up going all the way and playing for the championship against Lake Creek in the final week of the season.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Just, you know, made a big step, took that extra step forward, that which you need to do to be a good football team. And, boy, I tell you what, That was a barn burner last year in Montgomery. But goodness gracious.
Yes,
you know, right down to the very last minute.
It certainly was, as they continue with the pregame festivities. And I think they're doing the Brenham School song now. Continue on here as we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our Brenham Cub pregame sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell gathered round, the good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. Exciting news! For the rest of September, we are continuing our low rate financing on several of our New Holland tractors. We are offering 0.99% for 84 months on Workmaster 75, 105, and 120 horsepower cab tractors. Crazy, right? 0.99% for 84 months? That's unheard of. So come on in and check out what New Holland has to offer. Hope to see you soon, and may the good Lord bless us with some rain.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here, and let's take a look at some of the other things going on around the area. Now, as far as Brenham's division, the rest of the teams, actually, because Brenham's playing in a 7-team division, it's kind of got an odd schedule this week because the rest of the teams are all starting district play this week. And so Brenham, they had the bye week last week, so this is their fourth non-district game. But in district action starting tomorrow night, it's going to be Richmond-Randall at Lake Creek. And both those teams so far undefeated, and so it'll be interesting to see whose O has to go there. Lamar Consolidated is at Bryan Rutter, and Montgomery is at Huntsville. Meanwhile, in District 14-2A, Division 2, the Burton Panthers, they're on the road at Falls City. And that one's going to get underway 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And Yorktown is at Somerville. Louise gets the bye. They were originally supposed to play this week, but due to the situation with Runge not having enough players, they get a bye this week. And Snook, unfortunately, due to the anomaly, they actually get the next 2 weeks off because this is their bye week, and then they were supposed to play Runge next week. District 10-4A, Division 2, Belleville, opens up against Lamarck. Boy, that Belleville team is really off to a great start there. Sealy at West Columbia, Wharton at Sweeney, and Brookshire Royal has the bye this week. District 12 4A Division 1 should be a good one over there in El Campo as they play host to the Navasota Rattlers. And Navasota finally got that first win last week, so hopefully good luck to them. Meanwhile, we got three teams all with homecoming on the same night. It's Splendora and LaGrange, or actually, I take it back, four teams. Splendora and LaGrange, Lexington at Caldwell, Navarro at Giddings, and Hargrave at Columbus. As we said, that's homecoming for all four of those teams this evening. Hempstead at Corrigan Camden. You got Clyde Forest at Waller. Magnolia at Angleton. Manville at Magnolia West. Bryan is at Temple. Georgetown at A&M Consolidated. And College Station is at Leander. And that's a look at the games that are going on around the area. And we're just about ready for our national anthem and the opening kickoff. And we're going to take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
The pregame show was brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, Don Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Lake Sander with Apple Ford, Hope Horse Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Belsky Waterwell Services, Citizens State Bank, Lane North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Pegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Endura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Waterburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
Here to Cub Stadium, and time now to go down to the field as the color guard has made their way to midfield for the national anthem.
More in words than in music. What are you doing singing at Brenham High School? Singing along with the Brenham High School band as they play the Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you. right, as the color guard now will leave the field. And we'll be shortly sending the captains out for the kickoff. And I want to let you know, as the kickoff is going to be brought to you by Christy Schlotman. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local farmer's insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy has got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs and number 51, Connor Schlotman, during the course of this football season. You know, with the rising cost of materials for homes and longer wait times for auto parts, now's the best time to read over your current policies and make sure you've got the right coverage. Farmers Insurance offers discounts also to law enforcement, nurses, and teachers. Christy Slopeman's commitment to you is to help you understand your coverage options so you can make an informed decision. Christy, the only insurance agency in Brenham that's female-owned, is ready to sit down and answer all of your questions. Call Christy Slopeman with your local Farmers Insurance agent. And as they go out for the coin toss, and for the Brenham Cubs, let's see here, the captains are Ivan Salazar along with Juan Mata, John Rigsby, and Blake Robinson.
Good quartet there.
It certainly is.
Doug, you're aware what an austerity program is, don't you?
No.
That's where you really watch expenses. I did get one New Braunfels roster, so you and I will share.
Yeah, same thing with the Cub roster here, too. And so, of course, New Braunfels are the visitors, so they'll call it.
Burnham on the toss, decline to the second half. New Braunfels will receive at the open end.
All right, so New Braunfels will receive the start, and the Cubs will defend the south end. New Braunfels will be in the north end, and we'll have that kickoff for you after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And it's going to be Ivan Salazar kicking off for the Cubs. And he is going to send this one. It's going to be fielded. Oh, and they fumbled the ball. And the return man got dropped back at the... He went back to receive to hit it and ended up getting knocked down at the 11-yard line.
That was Landon Jackson for New Braunfels.
And so New Braunfels will start deep in their own territory here. Good coverage there by the Cubs on special teams.
Tell you what, great job there by that Cubs special team. Now if we can take advantage of this and make it work in our favor.
And the quarterback will be Leighton Adams, a senior. He was on the team last year. He's back to pass. And that is going to be caught.
84.
That is Blaine Duke, a junior wide receiver.
And big target there also.
And got to the 19-yard line, an 8-yard pickup. They'll bring up second down and two.
And handoff.
Almost tight.
Going to be a first down. That is going to be Tyree Johnson on the carry.
And John Rigsby on the tackle there for the Brenham Cubs.
And they get the ball up to the 25-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Unicorns. And handoff goes to Johnson again. Now across the 30, 35, 40, to the 50, to the 40. And he may be going all the way. And he is 75 yards for the touchdown.
Wow.
Tyree Johnson gets on the board for the Unicorns.
I think that's one of the young men that Coach Jones related to earlier.
And so now on for the extra point. Number 13, Boone Partee with the kick. And it's up and good. And so with 10:57 left to go in the first quarter, the Broncos leads it 7-0. Back in here, 60 seconds from the Sports Fans.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Partee ready with the kickoff.
Deep for the Cubs, Jalen Ward and Cartel Brown.
And kick sails up, and it's going to be a fair catch taken by Jalen Ward at the 6-yard line. So now the Cubs will start deep in their own territory. That opening drive taking just 1:03 off the clock. I forgot now with the new rule, the fair catch anywhere. And, you
still
go
for 25.
I forgot about that new thing in place. And so they're at the 25, first and 10 for the Cubs.
I really kind of like that action of running it back, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, I understand why they do it.
Oh, no.
Safety concern.
It makes perfect sense.
Harvey with an empty backfield. Delay a game against the Cubs. That'll push them back 5 yards.
I can assure you that will not make Coach Jones very happy at all.
And man in motion, Harvey takes the snap.
Jalen Ward.
Jalen Ward on an end around and across the 20, 25.
Nice
30.
Move.
And up to the 35. He may have picked up that first down.
I tell you what, he wasn't even tackled, Doug. He got his feet a little bit tangled up, and when he made his cut, he lost his footing and went down. Nice run there by Jalen Ward.
They're going to say he went out of bounds at the 33, so it'll be second down and 2. Now got to get away from the tackler, but he still gets it up, and I think he's got the first down.
Let's watch the spot. Yeah. Oh, they're going to move the chains. Good.
Okay. Brody Marsh. Still not the best. Brody Marsh on the pursuit here for the Unicorns, but he managed to get away long enough to pick up that first down. Salazar in motion. And play action, and now the pass is to Salazar out across the 40. To the 45, he's got another first down. Fight to get his way to midfield. And he's going to get up to the 48-yard line.
Wyatt Buckley in on the tackle for the Unicorns. Tell you, it was a nice cutback there by...
So now 9:57 left here in the first quarter. We're just underway with the Cubs and the Unicorns. Salazar in motion and play action. Going to get to Salazar again and across the 50.
Oh,
man,
oh no.
Fumble on the play and do the Unicorns get it? Yes, they did. Oh, man. They descripted it. Looked like another good catch by Salazar, and then punched it out of there. And so a turnover for the Cubs. And ball will be spotted at the 43-yard line. First and 10 for New Braunfels. Leighton Adams, the quarterback. Back to pass, and slings it out there, and the pass is going to be caught.
Oh, good.
And broke the tackle, but still didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. It was a swing pass from Lance Beasley.
Tell you, that was Doyle Brown that slowed him up enough there for more of the Cub defenders to come in there and make the tackle.
And so now the... As Adams Winston this time going to hand off.
That's Johnson.
Johnson again after he had that 75-yard run earlier. And he gets it up this time to the 44-yard line.
Doyle Brown and John Rigsby in on the tackle for the Cubs.
That's going to bring up third down and about 9 yards needed to get that first down. Ball at the 44-yard line of the Unicorns. And I think we've got like one of the receivers left to her.
I think you had a great call, Doug. There you go. That's exactly what it is.
And a false start against the Unicorns to back them up 5 yards.
Tell you what, great opportunity here for the Cub defense to hold them.
And back to pass. And he's looking. And pass is going to be intercepted. And that is Cartel Brown. Out across the 15, cuts it back. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cub.
Whoa. Just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, he is.
That will make the highlight reel, Doug.
Most definitely. Cartel with that interception. And then how about the cutback when he got down inside the 20?
Excellent move there by Cartel Brown. You know, in 2022, Cartel was a running back, and he showed his running back skills there. Great job.
And now on for the extra point is going to be Riley Davis. Extra point is no good.
Ooh, it hit the crossbar. I thought for a minute there a Unicorn jumped off sides.
I thought so too, but no indication. And so with 8:06 left to go here in the first quarter, it is the New Orleans Unicorns 7, the Brenham Cubs 6. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Off by Salazar is going to be fielded at the 35 and brought back.
He's brought back by 33, Jordan Rodriguez.
And so it'll be first and 10 for the Unicorns.
All you listeners out there, please bear with Doug and I because we're sharing one Brenham roster and one New Braunfels roster. So,
yeah, apparently they didn't keep extras up here this time like they normally do. And so
Johnson.
Hand off to Johnson again. This time Cubs were waiting for him.
Look out, Kyle Johnson right there. Picks up 1 yard to the 40-yard line. Brings up second and 9.
Christian Pryor? Is that who that is?
Prosper.
Prosper. Christian Prosper in on the tackle there for the Cubs.
And back to Pascal's Adams, and this one is going to be caught right at the first down marker.
It's Prosper on the coverage. That's 88 on the reception.
That would be Caden Mills, a sophomore wide receiver.
And it did get just enough to move the chains.
Ball spotted in midfield. And
it's Johnson
again. And he bounces free and picks up about 8 yards on the carry.
Tell you what, did a good job of breaking one tackle.
Well, he gave him an extra yard there, so he's up to the 41-yard line.
That's Prosper and Doyle Brown in on the tackle there for the Cubs.
Play action. And pass incomplete. Third down and 1 now. And Adams working out the shotgun. And handoff this time a different running back here. That's Tim Maddox Murkowski. Or Morkowski, I guess.
That's a big boy.
Yeah. He's a senior. Gets it to the 30-yard line and picks up the first down.
He remains that lone running back in the backfield.
And we get a whistle. Flag down on the near side. And so it'll be a false start against the Unicorns. That'll push them back 5 yards to the 35-yard line. And handoff once again, and he gets it back to the 30-yard line, so a 5-yard pickup.
Again, that's Prosper again on the tackle for the Cubs.
Ball's on the 30-yard line, brings up second and
Clock down to 6 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs trailing 7-6 here to New Braunfels. Defense coming out.
Marcostia again.
He went around the end. And he's going to be awfully close to the first down. Maybe just a yard or two short.
That's Prosper and Jabrion Moore in on the tackle.
Third down and two. And hand off to the big man again, and he picks up the first down and more.
Nice cutback.
And he is going to score into the end zone for the touchdown. 22-yard run by Markowski.
Did a great job of breaking a couple of Cub defenders. Not good on the Cubs' part there. A couple of really good missed opportunities to make a stop.
And so now on party for the extra point try. Kick is up and it's good. And so with 5:21 left to go here in the first quarter, the Unicorns now lead it 14-6 over the Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And the kickoff going to be fielded by Jalen Ward, and he is up to the 23-yard line, maybe the 24, and that's where he's finally brought down. The first and 10 for the Cubs. We got 5:15 left to go in the first quarter. And New Braunfels leads at 14-6.
We're going to give credit on that initial hit to Michael Coble for the Unicorns.
And so the Cub offense coming out for just the second time in the ball game. And this time, Jordan Harvey. I'll have Jacoby Dixon in the backfield with him. Salazar in motion. Play action. And he's going to be sacked.
One-handed tackle there by number 92. What is that? Braden Cundiff?
Yep, and a loss back to the 16-yard line.
What's that? Good 7-plus yard loss, right?
Yeah. And so that'll bring up second down at 17.
That's Dixon.
And Dixon trying to find a hole, and he's going to get to the 19-yard line. Picks up about two. So that'll bring up third and 15.
Trey Williams on that initial hit there for the Unicorns.
Cubs trailing here 14-6, trying to answer that touchdown. And Harvey going to let it fly, and overthrown. He was looking for Chris Guidry. And so fourth and 15, the Cubs will have to punt.
Good coverage there by DeAndre Davis for the Unicorns.
Harvey trying to go for the home run ball to Guidry. Just overshot him a little too much. And so now Zelinka back to punt. Landon Zelinka, a sophomore, and gets this one away. And it's going to take a Cub roll and go all the way down and finally out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
We'll take that.
That ends up being a huge punt there.
Lance Beachley was deep for the Unicorns.
Yeah, with that roll, probably close to a 60-yard punt.
I'm going to give it 24 and 30. I'm going to give it 54. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me. And so first and 10 for the Unicorns. Adams takes the snap, back to pass. And through this one, he got it caught. That was... to number 10, Murkowski.
Well, he just barely got it off of the big strong rush there by the Cubs.
And we got an injury timeout. One of the Cubs down on the play. As the game was to the 28-yard line. Yeah, that looks like number 28, John Rigsby, that they're checking on.
Rigsby was the individual with that big, strong rush, and the quarterback for the Unicorns just barely got it off.
And the Cub training staff out to check on him. And he's up and walking off under his own power.
That's what we all love to see.
Exactly.
John Rigsby's just a stalwart on that Cub defense.
Yeah, last year and this year both, he has been such a great player for this team.
It's Johnson.
Johnson again. Gets a key block there and makes his way up to the 40-yard line, and he's finally brought down there.
That's Jabrion Moore making that initial hit there.
And be a first down at the 40-yard line. Johnson again around the end. And he is tackled short of the first down line. They're going to give him to the 48-yard line.
Cade Moore on that initial hit there.
Bring him second down and two. Trying to get it to at least midfield to pick up the first down. As we're down to 2:40 left to play here in the first quarter. New Braunfels leading the Cubs 14-6.
Johnson again.
And Johnson fighting forward. And he's got the first down into Cub territory. Across the 45 and down to, looks like, the 44-yard line.
Cade Moore and Christian Prosper in on the tackle for the Cubs.
And Adams hands off to Johnson. Johnson gets it across the 40.
Tell you what, he's a workhorse.
He certainly is, down to the 39-yard line.
Connor Appelt on that initial hit there for the Brenham Cubs.
As we're down to a minute 50.
Murkowski replacing Johnson in that backfield.
And quick pass out.
That's 84.
That is Lane Duke And he'll pick up the first down to the 32-yard line of the Cubs.
David Prosper making the tackle for the Cubs, not before he makes another unicorn first down.
First and 10 now. And play action, and pass is going to be caught.
That's one.
It's complete to Lance Beakley. And for the Cubs, Juan Mata probably saved a touchdown.
Juan Mata did save a touchdown.
And we got a flag down.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so that was an ineligible receiver downfield for the Unicorns. So that'll push them back 5 yards. And so now that'll make it first down and 15.
And it's 24.
Another new back. This is Carmine Ibarra. And Ibarra picks up the first down and more as he gets down to the 20-yard line.
Cade Moore and Doyle Brown in on the cut, tackle there for the Cubs. But not before he got another first down.
And 1 minute left to go in the quarter. And it goes to Ibarra again. Tries to cut it back this time. It'll be met by a host of Cubs in there.
I'll tell you what, led by 28, John Rigsby.
So good to see him back in there. Yeah, let's see. They're going to try to get one more playoff before the end of the quarter. We're down to 35 seconds. Clock continuing to roll. 30 seconds.
It's 24
and off to Ibarra, and he's out across the 10 and brought down.
Cartel Brown in on the tackle. Just that was a saving tackle there by Cartel Brown.
Down to the 5 yard line, and they're going to rush it up there and try to get it. They want to try to get this touchdown before the end of the quarter. 10 seconds. And play action pass incomplete.
No.
With 3.9 seconds left.
That was Juan Mata on the coverage.
And are they going to get him for holding pass interference?
Defense number seven.
They're going to get Mata for pass interference. That's a bad call there.
Honestly, Doug, I really honestly felt that that was great coverage there by Juan Mata.
And it's a first and goal from the 2 yard line. And hand off to Ibarra, and he goes in the end zone for the touchdown.
Untouched.
As the time expires in the first quarter. And they'll let him go ahead and do the extra point try before switching sides. And kick is up. It's good. And so at the end of the first quarter, it is the New Braunfels Unicorns 21, the Brenham Cubs 6, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. And we'll be back at the start of the second quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
And as we start the second quarter, and the Unicorns are just going to boot this one out of the back of the end zone. And so the Cubs will take it for a touchback. We start the quarter. It is New Braunfels leading Brenham 21-6. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Cubs Stadium on Blackout Night. Cubs dressed out in the black uniforms with the white letters and numbers. And they come out on offense, trying to get something going.
It's Dixon in the backfield for the Cubs.
And hand off to Dixon. And he's out across the 25, 30, 35, and up to the 40-yard line. And Jacoby Dixon picks up the first down.
Braden Cundiff making that stop there on Jacoby Dixon. That was a lineman getting down the field, Doug, to make that tackle.
And so now the Cubs, first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
That Cundiff's all over the field also.
Absolutely. Harvey from the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself.
Nice move.
Out across the 45 to the 47-yard line, where he's finally run out of bounds.
Cole Redding on the tackle there for the Unicorns.
And Harvey gets it up to the 47, being on second down and three. Has to get to midfield to pick up the first down.
I like the offensive plan here now for the Cubs, Doug. Just be patient. You know, mixing up a little run-pass play here. Good job.
Dumps it out to
Dixon.
Dixon out across the 50.
Oh, nice move.
Down, and he is going to get it all the way up to the 41-yard line. And maybe even to the 40 before he's finally brought down.
I'm going to call it the 39. Let's see where they spot it. Right on the 40.
That's a first and 10 for the Cubs.
Another big first down, though.
And we got 11 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Or excuse me, first half.
Jalen Ward going into the Cub backfield for the Cubs.
And handoff goes to Ward. He's going to get a couple up to the 38-yard line. Or to the 39-yard line, and it's a one-yard pickup.
It's Braden Cundiff in on that tackle again.
Second and nine now for the Cubs. And Castillo in motion. And off goes to Ward. Ward trying to get around the end. And he is finally viciously brought down there.
It's number 29.
Looks like Gavin Leos.
Gavin Leos.
He just wrestled him down to the ground back to the 44-yard line. And so that will bring up a third down and 14 for the Cubs.
Jalen didn't even have time to make a cut.
Yep. Back to pass goes Harvey. And it's going to be caught by Deontay Martin. And he is stopped at the 42-yard line. After just a 2-yard gain, it'll bring him fourth down and 12. And so the Cubs will have to punt. With 9 minutes and counting left to go in the second quarter. Cubs trailing it here 21-6 to the New Braunfels Unicorns. As Alinka gets the punt away, and they're going to let that one just roll into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback.
Oh, my goodness. Nice punt, though.
And so that one will come out to the 20-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for New Braunfels. Yeah, Zelenko was trying to pin him down deep and just rolled a little too much.
I thought for a minute there it was going to go out around the 4 or 5, and then it took that bounce and just went right down the sideline.
And so with 8:38 left, here come the Unicorns again.
It's Johnson again.
And he breaks free, and he's off to the races. Down the sideline to the 30, to the 20, and he's finally brought down to the 15-yard line.
Saving tackle there by Cartel Brown.
Cartel was able to catch up to him, but not before another big gain. They're going to put him at the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Tell you what, Johnson's a real solid running back, and I tell you what, very, 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 very quick on his feet.
And hand off Johnson. To Johnson again. And fighting forward, trying to get to the 10-yard line. He does get down to the 14. So a 3-yard pickup. We'll bring up second down and 7.
Keith Crawford in on the tackle for the Cubs.
Pick up a 4-yard, brings up second and 6.
Adams, play action, trying to go up top. And incomplete. And he was looking for Lance Beagley in the back of the end zone on that fade route.
Hey, good coverage there by Christian Prosper for the Cubs.
And so that'll stop the clock at 7:43 left to go here in the second quarter.
Johnson again.
And Johnson takes it, and he's going to go into the end zone untouched. And he's in for his second touchdown of the night. Tyree Johnson from 14 yards out. And so with 7:38, now they're on for the extra point try. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 7:38 left to go here in the first half, the New Braunfels Unicorns leading the Brenham Cubs 28-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more
more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And we return to action here. And it almost looked like they were trying, might think an onside kick, and now they're just going to boom it way out of the back of the end zone. And so the Cubs will take it for a touchback out to the 25-yard line. We got 7:38 left to go in the second quarter. Unicorns leading it now 28-6. And right now for the Cubs, they need...
Kicking team number 30. 5-yard penalty will be added to the dead ball spot.
So an offsides member of the kickoff team for New Braunfels, so that'll now push it an extra 5 yards up, so the Cubs will now actually start on the 30-yard line. But still, I think on this drive it would benefit the Cubs if they could answer with some points on the board. Fake to Dixon, and passes complete to Salazar.
Well, I tell you what, that Braunfels defense was on him in a second.
And a loss of yardage on the reception.
Cole Redding up there to make that initial hit for the Unicorns.
And they're going to say he lost 1 yard back to the 29-yard line, so it'll bring up second and 11. As we're down to 6:55 left to go here in the second quarter. And Harvey going to keep it himself, and he's out across from 35 to the to the 35. And now to the 36-yard line before he's brought down.
Micah Gonzalez in on that tackle for the Unicorns.
Well, they're going to give him to the 35s. So that will bring up third down and 5. And Harvey rolling out, trying to find somebody to pass through. Now he's going to keep it himself.
Oh, great.
Out across
back.
The 40, 45. And he is up to the 47-yard line before he's finally brought down. They're going to give him to the 48, maybe? Yes, they do. First and 10 for the Cubs.
Devin Moore in on the tackle there for the Unicorns.
And Harvey couldn't find an open man, so he decided to tuck it and run and gets a big gain out of it for the Brenham Cubs.
Dump pass to Dixon.
And Dixon out across
the
field.
Oh, good cutback move.
And he will pick up the first down into the Braunfels territory, down to the 40-yard line.
Micah Gonzalez again in on the tackle for the Unicorns.
And so it... the Unicorn 40-yard line. The Cubs continuing their march down on the field. 5:15 left to play. Cubs trailing in here 28-6. And seeing nobody, he's going to take it himself. And a 3-yard pickup.
Devin Moore again in on the stop for the Unicorns.
And down to 440 and counting.
Cubs going to need to find a way, Doug, to stop that offensive, I mean that defensive front there for the Unicorns.
And pass to Dixon. And he gets it. And
keeps those feet moving.
He does. He keeps churning out and gets it across the 30 and picks up another first down.
Oh, finally dragging him down was number 95, Brody Marish.
And it's a first and 10, the Cubs at the 30-yard line of the Unicorns. Knocking on the door here. got 4:05 left to play until halftime.
Jalen Warden on the backfield gets the ball.
And Warden trying to run in between the left tackle and left guard. And was stuffed there. Only got one on the carry.
Second down. Host of unicorns. Led by Jayron Gomez. Well, that may be Jerron.
And snap.
It's Ward again.
Hand off. Ward. Still couldn't find much room to run there.
Just a shoestring tackle there by Cole Redding for the Unicorns.
And Unicorns actually had two players down. And they get up ailing and will have to run to the other side. And now the training staff out to check on them. Clock is stopped with 3:05 left to go here in the second quarter. It is the Braunfels Unicorns leading the Brenham Cubs 28-6. And they're going to help him back. That is Cole Redding, one of the defensive backs. He's a junior this season for the Unicorns.
And really, really favoring that right leg.
He certainly is. Comes back out on the field. And referee starts the time again. And end off goes to Ward. And he gets 1 yard. Yeah, he gets about a yard on that.
Gavin Leo sent on that stop there for the Unicorns.
And so fourth down and 9 for the Cubs. And this end of the field, they're going to go for it.
No, we got to go for it. We got to find a way to get a score here before halftime.
And it's going deep, and the pass is going to be intercepted.
Oh, my goodness.
And back the other way. Finally brought down.
21, that would be Caleb Martin.
Yep. And so with 2:09, Braunfels is going to get another shot at the end zone. Now let's see where the official will actually spot the ball at.
There's no foul for illegal blindside block on the return.
Okay, so they pull a flag up.
Unicron will have the ball in cut territory.
And so here we go. Cubs trailing at 28-6. They need to stop here. Don't want to see them tack on any more points before the half. And pass incomplete. Adams was looking for Beagley. Stops the clock at 2:05. And handoff, that is to Murkowski. And he'll get to the 30-yard line. And so minute 50.
Riley Davis then on the stop there for the Cubs.
Third down and nine. They need to get it to the Brenham 22-yard line to pick up the first down. Adams back to pass. Is going to get up there.
Oh, that's Beagley.
And Beagley caught and brought down just before he gets to the goal line, down to the 5-yard line.
Finally brought down by Keith Crawford.
First and goal for the Unicorns from the 5 with 1 minute and 7 seconds left. And we got movement on the line. And that clock stopped at the exactly 1 minute.
Offense. Number 33, 5-yard penalty remains. First down.
And so that'll move back 5 yards.
Kofsky.
And off again. Markowski down to the 5. And injury timeout on the field. It is a Unicorn player that's down.
That is Murkowski.
Okay.
Big vital part. While we got a break here, Doug.
Yeah.
We need to tell Cindy the whole staff at Nathan's Barbecue, thanks for the wonderful chopped beef sandwiches again. Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of which, I forgot to do it.
We got to do the drawing.
We got to do our drawing. We had our touchdown already, and let's see here. Why don't we go ahead and reach in there, TL, while I find our advertiser. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a new sponsor, so we're still not used to.
Yeah, we're working on all this.
We're used to them during baseball. And Karen Manti, you are the winner of the first touchdown for the Cubs, and Nathan's Barbecue, of course, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. You can visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and back by popular demand, the Sunday specials. Of course, every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street, a proud supporter of area sports. And be sure to go by for your chance to win. And you can be like Karen Manti here and some of our others and be the first touchdown winner of the game.
You know what today was, didn't you, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Fried chicken today at Nathan's Barbecue. Whoa.
Very much so, and it sure was good, too.
And there wasn't any left. I was looking for it.
Yeah. And so with 40 seconds left.
For the rule, injury in the under minute of play would be a 10-second run out. Unless they use a timeout, New Braunfels calls a timeout.
Okay.
To avoid the 10-second runoff.
To avoid the 10-second runoff because of the injury, New Braunfels calls their first timeout. And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmint Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And Leighton Adams going to keep it himself, and he's going to go into the end zone 5 yards out for the touchdown.
Untouched.
Just wide open. And so now they're on for the extra point try with 35.3 seconds. Kick is up, and it's good, and Partee hasn't missed yet. And so we go. Yeah. It'll be Cubs now trailing 35-6 with 35 seconds left. Not a whole lot of time in the quarter. And so we're going to stay right here since we just came back from the break. Of course, don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. We'll also be naming our HEB Scholar of the Week. And we'll hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band. And also we'll give you stats and recap the first half. And so plenty to come on the halftime report on this special Thursday night edition of Brenham Cub Football.
Hummingbird Hill, deep in the Hawthorns, ATV, Brenham Market, Sendero Technical Service, Charlie and Pierre, Carolyn Maniowski.
And so they're ready for the kick. Now the Cubs do have all the timeouts to work with. Going to be out of the back of the end zone, so it'll be another touchback. And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 in the 25-yard line. So Harvey will be in the backfield along with Dixon. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, nice break.
Out across the 25 to the 30. 35.
Oh, keep those feet moving.
And gets out of bounds to the 37-yard line.
Jacoby Dixon on the carry.
We're going to give credit on the tackle, running him out of bounds. Rylan Baldwin for the Unicorns.
And so it'll bring up first and 10. 25 seconds left on the clock. And back to pass goes Harvey, and he's going to get sacked for a loss. Didn't have anybody to throw to, so he just tucked it and held on.
That's Rylan Baldwin again in there, Doug.
Back to the 33-yard line. Second down and 16. We're down to 8 seconds, and they may just let the clock run here. And they are. They're just going to take it into the locker room. And so a rough first half for the Cubs as they trail the Unicorns 35-6. We'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And as we come back here to the halftime, the Nebronfels marching band taking the field. And here at the half, a rough start to the game for the Cubs, Tommy, as it has been on the Bronfels this first half.
I tell you what, one of the things that the Cubs are going to have to make an adjustment, and I'm sure they're getting a long speech from Coach Young at this time, I'm going to be point blank and say it's just they're not force tackling. They're doing a lot of arm tackling. And these big, strong running backs that New Braunfels has, you're not going to stop them with an arm tackle.
No, you got to wrap up. And they've got some great players here on this New Braunfels team, and the Cubs, they're going to have to play a lot harder in the second half if they want to get back into this one. And in the first half, we've got the statistics. And for the Brenham Cubs, it is... Passing-wise, Jordan Harvey, 6 out of 8 for 48 yards and one interception. Rushing, and also, too, I want to see the second half, them get back to it, because they really didn't run, although they really didn't run the ball enough during the first half. But you had Jordan Harvey, 7 carries, 17 yards. And then you had Jacoby Dixon, 4 carries for 39 yards. Jalen Ward, 5 carries for minus 3 yards. So the Cubs of the team, 16 carries for 53 yards. And then on the receptions, you had Jose Salazar, 3 catches, 21 yards. Deontay Martin, 1 catch for 2 yards. And Jacoby Dixon, 2 catches for 25 yards. And that amounts to the offense for the Cubs. And then you look on the other side here with Nebronfels. You've got passing-wise, Leighton Adams. He's 5 out of 9 for 43 yards and one touchdown. And rushing-wise, the big man, of course, Tyree Johnson, 12 carries, 209 yards in the first half.
That's not going to get it.
No.
They're going to have to find a way to stop that guy.
And Maddox Murkowski, 6 carries, 47 yards. Carmine Ibarra, 4 catches, 35 yards. So they've run for almost 300 yards in the first half. And that's another thing, too. The, they've got to load up and try to stop that running game.
When you run the ball that effectively, you're going to wear the defense down, and you're just going to have to – I'm a ditto to what you said, Doug. We're going to have to find a way. Are you going to stop him? Probably not. But you need to find a way to slow him down a little bit.
Exactly. And as we continue with the halftime report, it's time now for our Mattress Guys Halftime Naptime Giveaway. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And we'll find out who our winner is. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Call 836-1010 today.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, back we go. And congratulations to our Mattress Guys winner, Coach Phil Roberts, over there in, well, Somerville. They're off tonight. They're back in action tomorrow night. But he's got his own pillow, and the missus just won one back during the spring, I think. So now they got matching pillows.
Hey, there you go. You got matching pillows, but Coach, don't let her take that one to put it under her knees. Use your head on it. So there you go.
But congratulations, Coach Roberts. And
good job. Great job.
Now it's time for our HEB Scholar of the Week. And our HEB Scholar of the Week is Madison Moran. And Madison Moran, her favorite subject is science. Favorite teacher, Mrs. Ruiz. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity, 4-H and FFA. And college and university plans, she is planning to head to Texas A&M and major in animal science with a future goal of medical school and pediatric medicine. And Madison's advice, she says, or to other students about preparing for the future, do not procrastinate, stay organized, and on top of your homework, projects, and et cetera.
Great point there, Madison. Tell you what, Doug, we need to congratulate that young lady. She has just been absolutely outstanding in 4-H and FFA.
She certainly
has. Just one award right after the other. And, Madison, congratulations to you and your parents.
Exactly. And Madison Moran wins the Scholar of the Week. And this award is based on academic excellence, and she'll receive a certificate, good, from HEB and Brenham. Back after we hear more from our sponsors and the sports friends.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, yeah, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And back we go here as we, the band still out on the field for New Braunfels, and they're taking up just about all the halftime break here, and we still got the Brenham band to come out.
They figured if they drove 140 or 145 miles, they're going to get their money's worth.
Yeah, that's true. And don't forget to sign up for our Nathan's Barbecue first quarter touch or first touchdown of the game. And you can sign up at Nathan's Barbecue, Buccaneer Food Store. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including Brisket Street Tacos, Hamburger Steaks, Home-Style Fried Chicken, and, of course, back by popular demand, they've got Sunday specials, every first Sunday turkey and dressing. And you make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. And you can be just like our winner tonight, Karen Manti of Brenham. as she joins our list of winners that we've had throughout the course of the season. And
I found out, Doug.
Huh?
Second Sunday, if you miss chicken on Thursday, you can get fried chicken on the second Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Because they do have – and also we want to thank
Cindy
and the folks at Nathan's for providing the food for the press box here tonight.
Great job. Thank you all very, very much. We can't say thank you enough.
Yeah, the barbecue sandwiches, chips, cookies, just really fantastic. And got a chance for us to get some eats in during the course of the game. And now looks like we are almost ready for the – looks like we got a Western theme here for the band here tonight.
And I wonder if they have these hats on in honor of Fair Week.
That could be. And speaking of the Washington County Fair, be sure you head out there. Of course, they got a lot of great entertainment going on all the way up through Saturday. And come by the KTEX KWHI booth, and we're spinning the wagon wheel of prizes. Not only can you win a great prize, we're raising money for the Boys and Girls Club as well. And tomorrow night, Joshua Bloskin, I'll be out there from 6:30 to 8. And so stop by and say hi to your two favorite news and sport, your two favorite news people. Well, news and sports, and we'll be glad to say hi right back. Meantime.
1 o'clock tomorrow, livestock auction.
And join Craig Montana for that. He'll have live coverage. And just a lot to go here. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll have the band's halftime performance after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
You know what that sound is. Time to get ready for school.
5 more minutes, Dad. I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Well, Mattress Guys is, and we have an amazing back-to-school sale. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and we're making sure you're ready for school by checking off all of the school supplies you'll need. We have everything you and your child needs for that straight-A sleep, like incredible deals on brands such as Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Call 836-1010 today.
With fall sports, practice, and the holidays just around the corner, this is a busy time of the year. Luckily, HEB has got you covered with an array of quick, fresh, and easy meal simple products. Whether you're looking for grab-and-go salads, fully cooked meals you can pop in the microwave, or oven-ready entrees and sides, HEB's meal simple products are chef-inspired and will satisfy even the pickiest of eaters. Check them out at the Brenham HEB today.
Your new Academy Sports and Outdoors store is now open in Brenham. It's the sporting goods store that's all about fun, where you'll always find the gear you need to enjoy the outdoors, play the games you love, and create memories that will last forever. Find great brands at the best prices, in-store and online. Your next adventure starts at the new Academy Sports and Outdoors store, now open in Brenham. Visit Academy and have fun out there.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
All right, and they got their dancer out there. The dancers are out there for their Western Sunset theme, and the band still waiting for them to take the field here. Somebody dressed up as a horse out there. And nice hand it down. It's time for the band. the award-winning Brenham Cub marching band making their way out on the field. For
and now the Cub band will perform a portion of their 2023 competitive show with each new sunset. Our show follows a lonesome cowboy as he reflects on love on the range. The show begins with the Dolly Parton classic, I Will Always Love You, featuring vocal soloists Kyle Freeman and Benjamin Tran on guitar and Joshua Parker on harmonica. The show then takes on the soaring fanfare theme from the end credits to the movie Silverado by Bruce Broughton. And in part three, it's quitting time on the range as our cowboys head out for Nine on the Town and John Matthew Sarsaparilla. Members of the sax quintet are Nick Pinko, Sam Klepper, Matthew Mark Clark, Alan Ghetto, and Christopher Vargas. Trombone trios, Kyle Freeman, Tyler Lindemann, and Brett Campbell. Brass soloists are Thomas Morgan, Katie Matthews, Sam Lehman, and Austin Cohn. All of our soloists tonight are Paige Stewart and Kimberly Massinger. And we'll close out the show with a reprise of I Will Always Love You.
Waiting on the band to get situated here. And we're at the half. New Braunfels Unicorns leading the Brenham Cubs 35-6. And waiting on the band performance to begin.
Under the field direction of drum majors, Anders Gonzalez, Leslie Solis, and Jose Santibanez Ambrosio, your very own Brenham Cup band, and with each new sunset.
Show, and we'll be back with a second half kickoff after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And on we go with the second half kickoff. And
Ditto again out of the end zone.
Out of the back of the end zone again for a touchback. And the second half kickoff is brought to you by Christy Slopeman with Farmers Insurance. From kickoff to the fourth quarter, Christy Slopeman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Slopeman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by her office, 201 North Market Street, or excuse me, North Park Street in downtown Brenham, and come out and cheer the Brenham Cubs and number 51, Connor Slopeman, this season. And a little dump-off pass here to Ivan Salazar. Salazar gets it up to the 31-yard line, and that'll bring up second down for the Brenham Cubs.
Tell you what the Cubs need to do this half, Doug. They need to get a good drive, get a ball into the end zone, and get back on that scoreboard and kind of try to find a way to slow this unicorn offense down.
Harvey in the backfield along with Dixon. Harvey takes a snap. And he's looking to throw, and pass is going to be incomplete. Almost caught by Ivan Salazar. He had three members of the Unicorns in the vicinity, and they just managed to knock it away.
I think it was Caleb Martin getting a hand on that ball that kind of distracted Salazar there just for a second.
Yeah, because if he'd have been able to haul that one in, that would have been a pretty good shot at going to the end zone. So, and bring up third down.
It's Dixon.
Dixon around the end.
He's going to break a tackle.
He's going to pick up the first down as he gets it up to the 37-yard line. We're in the third quarter. Unicorns lead the Cubs 35-6.
Brody Marish in on the tackle there for the Unicorns. This is a good start for that Cub offense, Doug.
Yep.
Get a first down. Keep that ball moving down the field.
And Groves. Harvey taking the snap. And by the way, for our stats tonight, Michael Groves, our usual stat guy, not here. So thanks to Brad Lindemann for giving us the stats here at the halftime.
Oh, great job. Those guys do a wonderful job next door. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. And him and Jarvis, and they always keep everything in line there. And Harvey rolling out. And he was just going to be met right there, a whole wall of blue and white jerseys.
Tell you what, it's going to be led by Micah Gonzalez there for the Unicorns.
Back to the 37-yard line. Brings up 39 for the Cubs.
Yeah, ball spotted at the 37-yard line. It's going to be third down and nine with 9:25 left to go in the third quarter. Opening drive of the second half. Cubs trying to march down the field and get a score. And Harvey with the pass. It is going to be caught.
That's Salazar, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he tripped and fell just shy of that first down marker.
They're going to give him up to the 44-yard line. And so that's going to bring up fourth down and two. And the Cubs going to punt it. And, yeah, it looks like they're going to go ahead and kick it away. Zelinka back to punt.
Lance Beagley.
And they've got the punt block on. And he just gets this one away. And it's going to roll out of bounds. Looks like they're going to give him to the
right on the 30-yard
line. So it'll be first and 10. 8:23 left to go in the third quarter. And it is Leighton Adams still in there, quarterback. Play action. And pass is going to be caught.
That's Beagley.
And Lance Beagley, the senior receiver.
Christian Prosper in on the stop for the Cubs.
And they get him up to the 39-yard line. 9-yard pickup, bring up second down and one. And hand off to Johnson. And Johnson will pick up the first down.
Whole host of Cubs there, led by Connor Appel.
And Tyree Johnson, once again, added to his total. He had 209 yards rushing in the first half, including a couple of touchdowns, and now adding to that total. And handoff goes to Johnson again around the end. And he's out across the 50 to the 40. And they finally bring him down at the 36-yard line. Another huge pick up there for Johnson. Well, they're going to say 37.
So that's a saving tackle there by Jabrion Moore for the Cubs.
Does it look like he might have almost broke one again, but Moore with the save there.
Stop by Jabrion Moore.
Play action, and Adams looking to throw. He's got a man open, incomplete. He was looking for Beagley.
Beagley had a step on Christian Prosper's pass just a little off the mark. A little uncharacteristic there of Adams.
Yeah. And so that'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops with 6:49 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs, as we said, trailing 35-6, in case you're just joining us. And handoff, that's to Ibarra, who just checked back in. He's out across the 20 and down to the 16-yard line and picks up another first down for the Unicorns.
Another saving tackle there by Jabrion Moore for the Cubs.
Now they're going to give him to the 15. So first and 10 from the 15-yard line. And hand off to Ibarra again. This time the Cubs are waiting on him, and they bring him down. He'll get down to the 13-yard line. And gain of two. They'll bring him second and 8.
A whole host of Cubs there, led by Doyle Brown of the Brenham Cubs.
False start offense, number 33.
And so a false start called against Jordan Rodriguez of the Unicorns. So that'll push the Broncos back 5 yards. And right now Cubs just looking for any break they can get. As we're down to 5.5 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. Adams pass incomplete. He was looking out of the end zone. He's looking for Beagley. Third down and 13.
Juan Mata in on the coverage there for the Brenham Cubs.
Back to pass. Adams looking, gonna put it up in the air, and it's gonna be incomplete.
Oh, great job.
Great coverage there.
I think it was.
I think it was Jabrion Moore again.
Yes, it was. It was Jabrion Moore.
Passing to the end zone is incomplete. Bring brings up fourth down.
Great coverage there. So fourth down, and let's see if they're going to. Looks like they're going to try to kick this one. And Boone Partey with the, it'll be a 35-yard attempt. There's a snap, kick is up, and it's good. And so it's now Unicorns 38, Cubs 6 with 5:02 left to play in the third quarter. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And so we're ready with the kickoff.
Cartel Brown and Jalen Ward deep.
And that is going to be sent in the end zone for another touchback. So Cubs will take it at the 25-yard line. Cubs offense has sputtered throughout the game, just looking for any way to get going here. And they're running out of time on the clock.
It's to the point now, Doug, where every time the Cubs get the ball, they're going to have to score to get back in this thing.
And it's a Jordan Harvey with an empty backfield. He's going to put it in the air. And incomplete. He was looking for Braylon Ragston.
Well, great coverage. I'm trying to get that number there on that New Braunfels defender.
And so that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Cubs. As we said, ball at the 25-yard line. Now Dixon in the backfield. And handoff. Dixon trying to follow behind his blockers, trying to pound his way forward. He does get a couple on there. Up to the 28-yard line, and that'll bring up third down and 8.
Whole host of unicorns led by Braden Cundiff.
As we're down to 4:20 left to play here in the third quarter. Play action. And he's going to flip. Going to be taken by Dixon. And somehow he holds on to the ball, wrestling with one of the Unicorn players for control. And he gets the first down off of that.
It wasn't the prettiest thing, but I tell you what, we will take it.
It was effective. First down Cubs at the 37-yard line. And hand off to Dixon again. Around the end, oh, nice. He's out across the 40 to the 45.
Oh, my goodness.
And
he's dragging guys
across midfield. and into unicorn territory to the 48-yard line.
I tell you what, he literally drugged four unicorn defenders.
Doing his best Earl Campbell impersonation. And 3:10 left to play here in the third quarter.
Jalen Ward in the backfield now for the Cubs.
And Harvey gets it up ahead to Salazar.
Oh, nice
Salazar move. Out across the 40 and gets another first down. Up to the, he got to the 38-yard line. And Cubs now marching down the field, getting some things going here on offense.
Landon Jackson in on the stop there for the Unicorns.
And Salazar checking out. And now Red Foskey going in at the H-back position. Castillo in motion. And pass back to...
That's Jalen Ward.
Jalen Ward. And to the 36-yard line. Two-yard pickup. Bring up second down and eight.
Gavin Leo sent on the stop for the Unicorns.
Two minutes left in the third quarter. And Salazar back in. Castillo in motion. And they're going to get Salazar jumped at the line.
Prior to the snap, false start. Offense number one. 5-yard penalty will remain. Second down.
Yeah, those are the kind of penalties that drive coaches nuts.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Back to the 41-yard line. And down to a minute and a half.
And really the first sustained drive for a while. It's
yeah.
been a while.
Castillo in motion. Harvey with a handoff to Ward. Ward around the end. And he will... get it up to the 37-yard line. Third and nine now for the Cubs with a minute left to go here in the third quarter.
And Gavin Leo's coming up from the bottom of that stack. Quarterback keeper.
Makes the pass and he's going to keep it himself. No gain, and so that'll bring a fourth down and nine. And at this point, the Cubs, I think, are going to have to go for it. And I think they're going to let the clock run down, and they're just going to let the quarter run out without running another play here. And so that's the end of the third quarter of play with our score of the New Braunfels Unicorns 38 and the Brenham Cubs 6. Back with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Aschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop.
701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
And we start the fourth quarter. And Harvey back to pass. Oh, he had a man open. He was looking for Castillo. Castillo had a couple of steps on the defenders but couldn't make the connection. And so that'll bring up. And so the Cubs will turn the ball over on downs.
Doug, I don't know if you noticed that, but down the left sideline, Deontay Martin did not have one individual in a white jersey within 10 or 15 yards. He was wide open.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but I'm glad you did. And so, yeah, not has kind of been the way it's been going tonight. Yeah, as now the Unicorns will take over on offense again. Ybarra. And off Ybarra brought down quickly.
That's Keith Crawford. Nice stop. Nice defensive play.
Second down and 10. And, of course, I want to mention some of the other local teams in action. Tomorrow, the Burton Panthers, wish them all the best. They go on the road to start district play down in Falls City. And then coming up here Saturday night here at Cub Stadium, Blinn Buccaneers are going to be taking on New Mexico Military, and that one will get underway at 7 o'clock.
And Ybarra again.
Yeah, as Ybarra takes it across the 40 and up to the 42-yard line.
Connor Appelt and Doyle Brown in on the stop.
And so ball at the 41-yard line. We're down to 10:45 left to play in the ball game. And, of course, the Unicorns in no hurry. They got the lead here, and they're content to run as much of that clock off as they can.
Ybarra,
and we're going to get a whistle here. Flag on the play.
Part of the snap. False start. Offense, number 86. 5-yard penalty remains third down.
That's on Jake Gutierrez, a senior wide receiver for the Unicorns. And so that'll push them back 5 yards. And off to Ybarra again, and he is met right up the middle there.
There you go. Good job there by that Cub defense.
And Cade Moore leading the way there.
Yeah, also Doyle Brown. Great job.
And so I think this is just the second time tonight the Unicorns are going to have to punt.
Their offense has been very effective.
It certainly has. Yeah, they get the punt away. And
oh, it gets a roll.
It's a unicorn roll down to the 28-yard line. And so that's where the Cub offense will come back out on the field, first and 10.
First and 10, Cubs.
Offense, it's now or never here on needing to get going. Clock stop at 9:05. Cubs trailing at 38-6. Hand off to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon trying to get to the 30-yard line, and nothing is going to be just short.
Whole host of unicorns led by Wyatt Buckley.
Oh, they're going to give him a good spot there to the 31. And so a 3-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and 7. As we're down to 8.5 minutes left to play. And a pass to complete to Deonte Martin. Out across the 40 to the 42.
Pass is called by number 14 to Deonte Martin.
Yeah, so that'll be a first down for the Cubs.
Finally run out of bounds by Trey Williams for the Unicorns.
And also stops the clock as well. That is to Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, nice move.
Dixon breaks free, and he is heading to the end zone. Jacoby Dixon, what a touchdown.
There we go.
Just what the Cubs needed, 58 yards to pay dirt. And so now the Cubs will, let's see if they're going to kick the extra point. Are they going to go for two here? No, it looks like they are going to kick it. And they jumped off sides.
Offside with contact, defense number 93. Half the distance to the goal. Will replay the point after attempt.
And so let's see if they're going to try to go for two now.
I think Coach Young's rethought that, and I think the thought is here, we're going to try to get the 2 points.
And so, yeah, with the ball will be placed at the 1-yard line. Yeah, so Harvey and Ward coming out on offense. And Harvey going to keep it himself, and he's going to walk into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And so now that'll make it 38-14 with 8:03 left to play. And back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Okay, so the Cubs get on the board on the 58-yard touchdown run by Jacoby Dixon. And now they kick it off, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 22-yard line. As the Unicorns lead it 38-14. And then let's see with them kicking it out of bounds where the officials are going to spot the ball.
Free kick out out-of-bounds keeping team.
And so Follaby spotted the 30-yard line, first and 10 for the Broncos. And play action, and the pass is going to be caught.
That's 18. Logan Robbins.
And Robbins, I think that's the first time we called his name
Logan
tonight. Up to the 40-yard line, first and 10 for the Unicorns. We're down to 7:45 left to play in the ball game. Cubs trailing this one by 24 points.
New Braunfels doesn't have a shortage of weapons on that wide receiver.
Exactly. I mean, they are deep and at running back as well. And off to Ibarra. Ibarra around the end, and he gets it up to the 46-yard line. That'll bring up second down.
Cade Moore in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Second down and five. 6:50 left to play. And the Broncos not in much of a hurry to get it up to the line there. Content to let the clock run as much as they can. And they snap the ball at five. And that, just a quick runner there to Ibarra, and he gets it up to the 46-yard line.
John Rigsby and Doyle Brown both in on the stop there for the Cubs.
Hand off again.
Oh my goodness. That was Ibarra again.
Ibarra again. Carmine Ibarra, the senior running back.
Finally tripped up. And when I say tripped up, Cartel Brown got a hand around his ankle and tripped him up.
And he gets it up to the 46-yard line into Cub territory. And that'll bring up first and 10 now for the Unicorns. Clock down to 5:25 left to play. Cubs trailing at 38-14. And goes to Ibarra again.
It just straight end off right up the middle.
Here to the 41-yard line, and that will bring you up.
Doyle Brown again in on the stop for the Cubs.
And I don't think, I'd be very surprised if they tried to put anything in the air. I think right now they're just trying to ground and pound.
And I tell you what, Ibarra is so compact, Doug. He runs low to ground. You best hit him head on.
Exactly. And goes to Ibarra again. And he is going to be stopped after no gain. And that'll bring up third down and five.
Connor Appel and Keith Crawford coming up from the bottom of that stack.
Brings up third down, third and four.
Off and Ibarra this time hitting the backfield, and that'll be a loss of one. That'll bring up fourth down.
Hayden Garcia.
As we're down to 3:30 left to go in the game. And meantime, one of the things that the Unicorns have been doing is on these each of these snaps, they let it go all the way down to when there's less than 5 seconds left on the play clock before they snap the football. And they have been eating a ton of time, and now I think they're going to let this run down and then call a timeout. And that is what they do. So timeout on the field with 3:02 left to go in the game. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And a little pooch punt, and they're going to pin the Cubs back to the 8-yard line. And so that's where the Cub offense will come back on the field. They've got 2 minutes and 50 seconds left to work with. And at this point, Tommy, they're just trying to get whatever they can.
Let's see if we can get six more and make this not look quite as bad a night as it was.
Right. Now, next week, the Cubs will be going on the road to start district play at Richmond Randall. So we'll be heading our way over to Rosenberg for that one. And then they'll be back here at Cub Stadium in 2 weeks to take on Montgomery. Off up the middle there.
Mishandled that handoff there.
Yeah, Jacoby Dixon was the carry.
Brings up second
and 11. And handoff, this goes to Jalen Ward.
Oh, nice move outside.
Ward around the end, out across the 20, and out to the 25.
Number 17, Jacoby Dixon.
Finally run out of bounds by Wyatt Buckley.
And so 2:07 left to play. He's waiting for the referees to finish conferencing and place the ball in the right spot. And we must have the penalty.
We have 2 fouls on the play.
Oh, my goodness.
Foley, offense, number 88. First of all, face mask, defense. Those penalties are set. We'll replay the down. Remain second down.
So it'll remain second down 11. You have a holding penalty against the Cubs and a personal foul face mask against the Unicorns.
All that does is add misery to heartbreak.
Yeah. And one around the end, and he's going to be brought down. As as we drop under 2 minutes. Cubs now got the ball back in their own four, to the 4 yard line.
Brings up third down four.
Pass goes Harvey, puts it up in the air, and it's going to be caught. And down the sidelines, you've got a man wide open. And that is Christian. Coast to coast. Did he get in? No. He's just... I think they got him right before he got to the end zone.
This is going to be an interesting call.
The waiting catch. The receiver stepped out of bounds. 42, first down.
I was going to say, he stepped out of the 42. I guess on the far sideline there, he must have just got the foot out. So still a big play, though, for the Cubs.
I tell you what, it was a big play, and, you know, we needed a bright spot on the evening.
Yeah. As we're down to a minute 13, and see if the Cubs can get one on the board here. As a confidence builder going in the next week against Randall.
Jalen Ward
again out across the 40, 35-30.
Oh, nice move.
And out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Mark stops with a minute six.
Finally run out of bounds by Landon Jackson of the Unicorns.
And so first and 10 for the Cubs. Ball at the 28-yard line. Harvey back to pass. And looking for Gibby again. Oh, no, this is going to be... That's going to be Braylon Ragsden.
Yes.
And
it is touchdown.
It is a touchdown. Waiting to see if there were any flags. Didn't really get our hopes up. But to Ragsden for the touchdown. And so 1 minute left to go in the game. And extra point is up. And it's good. And so with 1 minute left to go in the game, it's now the Unicorns 38, the Brenham Cubs 21. Back with the kickoff after we hear, this time let's just do 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And 1 minute left to go in the game. Cubs getting set to kick off. You got to, I think, probably watch for an onside kick here. And they're going to pooch it, and it's going to bounce up and be kneeled down. That's number two, DeAndre Davis. And so now really all they have to do with 59.6 seconds left is just take a knee. So Adams and company will come out. And he'll take the knee. And he'll probably have to take one more. And we're down to 45 seconds left. And that will do it. And so your final score, it is the New Braunfels Unicorns 38, the Brenham Cubs 21. Tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. And we'll be back with a postgame show after 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Tonight's post-game show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Full Course Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Belsky Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorials Oak Chapel, Waterburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Rough night for the Brenham Cubs as they fall here to the New Braunfels Unicorns, 38-20 the final score. And Tommy's gone down to have a word with Coach Youngs, and we'll get that here momentarily. Meantime, the final statistics, Jordan Harvey 13-18 passing for 175 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Rushing-wise for the Cubs, leading ball carrier was Jacoby Dixon, 10 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Ward, 9 carries, 13 yards. Jordan Harvey, 10 carries, 18 yards. Receiving-wise, the big receiver, Chris Guidry, 2 catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Then we had Ivan Salazar. He had 6 catches for 45 yards. And Deontay Martin, 2 catches, 13 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 3 catches, 35 yards. That was the Cubs statistics, and then you see the difference when we get to the statistics for the Unicorns. And well, their leading passer was Leighton Adams. He was 7 out of 14 for 62 yards and interception. Rushing-wise, Tyree Johnson, 14 carries, 233 yards, 2 touchdowns. Carmine Ibarra, 15 carries, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. Maddox Murkowski, 6 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown. And just a dominating night there for the Unicorns. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll listen to the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. Exciting news! For the rest of September, we are continuing our low rate financing on several of our New Holland tractors. We are offering 0.99% for 84 months on Workmaster 75, 105, and 120 horsepower cab tractors. Crazy, right? 0.99% for 84 months? That's unheard of. So come on in and check out what New Holland has to offer. Hope to see you soon, and may the good Lord bless us with some rain.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
And we go back here. It's time to take a look at the scoring recap and also the highlights. And Braunfels got on the board first. Tyree Johnson, a 75-yard touchdown run. And just like that, they were on the board 7-0. But then coming up next, Cartel Brown would come back with an interception return for a touchdown and get the Cubs on the board. And he's looking and passes.
Oh, yes.
Will be intercepted. And that is Cartel Brown. Across the 15, cuts it back, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cubs!
Whoa! Just what the doctor ordered.
Yes, he is. And that would Cubs would miss the extra point and make it 7-6. And then it would be a couple more touchdowns for Braunfels. Maddox Murkowski, a 22-yard touchdown run. And then Carmine Ibarra with a 2-yard touchdown run, and it was 21-6 at the end of the first quarter. They would then tack on two more touchdowns. Tyree Johnson, a 14-yard run. Leighton Adams, a 5-yard run. And that would make it 35-6 at halftime. Only score for them for the second half for Braunfels, Boone Parte with a 35-yard field goal in the third. Cubs would come back with a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to try to make the score a little more manageable. And it started first with Jacoby Dixon on this 58-yard touchdown run. And hand off. That is to Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, nice move.
Dixon breaks free, and he's heading to the end zone. Jacoby Dixon, what a touchdown.
There we go.
Just what the Cubs needed, 58 yards to pay dirt. And so let's see if they're going to try to go for two now.
I think Coach Young's rethought that, and I think the thought is here, we're going to try to get the 2 points.
And so, yeah, with the ball will be placed at the 1-yard line. And Harvey going to keep it himself, and he's going to walk into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And that would make it a 38-14 game. And then the Cubs would get one more touchdown on this pass from Jordan Harvey to Braylon Ragston. Harvey back to pass. And looking for Gibby again. Oh, no, this is going to be Braylon Ragston.
Yes.
And
it is a touchdown.
It is a touchdown. Waiting to see if there were any flags. Didn't want to get our hopes up. But to Ragston for the touchdown. And extra point is up. And it's good. And that would be the final scoring in the game. 38-21, the final score. Braunfels defeats the Cubs. We'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to 2 flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blenn Buccaneers this football season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall, and you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Blue Bonnet Patrol is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
All right, and back we go here, and let's send you down to the field with Tommy and Coach Youngs.
Let me go. Coach Youngs, definitely not the outcome we all anticipated, but
well, sometimes, you know, you get what you deserve, and, you know, when you don't tackle and you don't execute and you don't read your keys right, you know, that's how things turn out. You know, I don't think it was a lack of not playing hard. You know, we just – they got us tired right there, and then, you know – they just physically wore on us, and, we're a little shorthanded tonight, and, we gassed, and, boy, that first half, we never caught our breath, to be honest. You know, you get the pick six, and you got to turn around and get right back on the field, and they're a good football team. I said it this week, they're the best team we've played. They're really balanced on offense, and, you know, I thought we did a good job of taking the RPOs away, and then we turned around, we didn't, do a good job of tackling in the run game, and so... You know, we got to go back and watch it on film. You know, you see it in lifetime, but we'll go back and look at it on film and see the mistakes that we need to correct.
You related to their offense, prior to the game, but it seems as though their defense just never really let our offense get into a big rhythm.
Yeah, they did. You know, they got all the momentum going their way. We had a couple of good drives start, and we just didn't finish them, and you have those nights, and, like I said, that's a good football team over there, but... there's a lot of things that we didn't help ourselves with, and, that's on me. I got to make sure we're prepared and ready to play. And we'll go back and look at the film, and, 2-2 and all that really doesn't mean nothing. And what matters is starting next Friday night and make sure we come out. The goal is you want to be 1-0 in district.
You're exactly right. Next week it starts for real. So go spend some time with your team, and good luck next week.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, Tommy with Coach Youngs, and we'll be back and name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store is now open in Brenham with great brands at the best prices. In here, you'll always find the gear you need to do what you love out there. Get it all at your new Academy Sports and Outdoor store in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
All right, it's time now to name our Whataburger Whata play of the game. And, well, we had three good contenders there. We were actually leaning towards Cartel Brown, and then Jacoby Dixon with that big run in the fourth kind of took it away there.
I'm going to tell you what, Doug, that play was earned by Jacoby Dixon. That was all Jacoby Dixon. He never gave up. And when he got in the open field, he literally outran some unicorn defenders.
Not bad for a freshman, huh?
Not bad for a freshman.
And that is our Whataburger Whata play of the game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. Back with, and when we come back, we'll name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game after we hear some more from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish never.
Homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walgreens drugstores and Bill's Supermarket in Sealy.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
All right, as we come back here, and it's time now to name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game. And on offense, it was a tough call tonight, but Jacoby Dixon, of course, with that big run. And he finished the night, 10 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown. And then three catches, 35 yards. And really, as we said, that big touchdown run kind of helped well with the offense, even though it was out of reach by then. Still gave him a little confidence going in the next week.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought up that point, Doug. What it is a confidence builder going into next week, especially with next week starting district play. And that's when it all starts to count anyway. But Jacoby Dixon, you know, just an outstanding job again. When you look at it, you know, 10 carries, 63 yards, that's 6.3 a carry. I'll take that from my running back any day.
Absolutely. And then on defense, for the outstanding player of the game, one young man saw a lot of playing time tonight and really made the most of it.
You know, we had not seen a lot of Christian Prosper in the past, but I'm going to tell you what, he got his presence on the field this evening, and he made a statement today. He was all over the field, wherever the football was. Christian Prosper was near the football.
And so congratulations, Christian Prosper, our defensive outstanding player of the game, and Jacoby Dixon, our offensive outstanding player of the game. And the outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, and that is going to do it for tonight. Once again, your final score, the Cubs fall 38-21, And so next week, well, as the coaches like to say, Tommy, they all go back to zero, and now district starts.
I tell you what, I want to make a point here. The one thing that Coach Youngs did say, and credit, give credit to the Cubs on this one, this is the best football team they've played this year, bar none.
I would agree with that,
They have a very solid football team, but as Coach Youngs said, there were some reads we did not make. We're going to have to correct the arm tackling. When you see these running backs and when you see these wide receivers, you're going to have to come at them head on, and you're going to have to, you know, wrap them up and finish it off. You know, arm tackling is not going to get it, you know, at this level of ball. And I know Coach Youngs is going to get this football team ready because he knows very well that we cannot play next week like we did tonight.
Exactly.
And it may end up being a long night. But I know I have so much confidence in Coach Youngs. He's going to get these young men ready to play next week.
It certainly is. And the Cubs will be on the road in Richmond, Randall, next Friday night over in Rosenberg. And we'll be there to bring that one to you. 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Craig and Emily back at the studio for helping us bring this one to you. Thanks to Brad for the stats tonight. Once again, thank you to Cindy and the folks at Nathan's Barbecue for the hospitality here in the press box tonight and all the great food. And for Tommy Langan to my right, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's post-game show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creek, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, Afreedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Whole Horse Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Belsky Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegeler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&J Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, La Roche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.